Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hope you're having a great day. We certainly are. I was just telling Mike, I got a text message from one of my boys, and he was like, man, I'm so ready for this draft to be done.
Because
we are at critical mass. We're like, you know, we've talked about a lot of different things. Some things certainly will change draft night, okay, because they always do. Mm-hmm. Teams will make deals. Teams will make trades. Maybe it's our team. And, Mike, when this is all said and done, and, you know, Sunday we're thinking about the draft, or Monday when we come back in here, and we're looking at the full class, okay, because I'm not going to evaluate just part of it. If they don't do what you want in the first round, I hope you're patient enough to say, okay, what are they going to do in the second, third,
what,
fourth?
What was that word?
Patient?
Excuse me?
Patient enough?
No.
Okay. To see what they want to do in the second and third and beyond. And
I want it now.
And if we add picks. But I'm with my boy, and I said to Mike, I think we all kind of feel the same way about this because the intrigue is killing me. I mean, it just is right now. And, right. And, you know, tomorrow we'll have one more day and maybe something happens. But, Mike, and why this is such a big deal, and if you are just tuning in and you're like, man, you guys talk about this every day. Yes.
Yes.
Because it's the biggest thing that changes the face of your team. Period. It's the biggest thing that changes the face of your team. You get the right quarterback in your Kansas City. You get Patrick Mahomes. It changes your franchise. Okay. You get the right edge rusher, Mike, Lawrence Taylor, it changes your franchise.
Right, that's why they have the sound bites. That's why the commissioner, they make it a big deal when the commissioner announces the pick, because it can change your franchise. Get it wrong, you're the Jets. You haven't got a quarterback for years.
Sorry, Chris.
Look at the Miami Dolphins from the time Danny Boyd stepped away, nearly two decades of ineptitude at the quarterback position. So, I mean, it sets the tone. Now, you go get a guy, like, you know, when we made that blockbuster trade to move up and get Julio. We came up, you know, a couple of stupid coaching decisions away from our Super Bowl championship.
That's true. That's true.
Validates that risk that Dimitroff made in doing it, you know? And we talked about Matt's legacy, everything else. It's just, it all starts. Think about this. What if we had gone with Glenn Dorsey over Matt Ryan? You know, where does the franchise go back then? You know, who knows? Parallel universe. Not sure we make the playoffs without having a Matt Ryan there that first year. So you go back and you look and you say, that's why. That's why the NFL stays in our collective consciousness throughout the year. And then a few weeks later, the new schedule's here, right? The way they just doled it out, because the NFL is our drug. That's why.
It's great, but I mean, I just want, if you don't know or you are, oh, I'm so over it, just understand what it means. And if we went on a run, well, we won, Mike, two or three or four. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can dream. Five Super Bowls. You would be feeling some kind of way about it. And I think the draft is that it's that vehicle that allows you to do those things. So that's why it's so important. Right. No matter what you did last year, guess what? Doesn't matter. Nobody cares, because you can correct it with the right draft.
Right. Now, we know there's certain teams out there that just, there's things that they never get. And in our case, if you're a Falcon fan, you know it. It's edge rush. And that's why you get into every analyst around the league knows that. That's why they look at, you look at all the Mac drafts. Oh, well, Dallas Turner had a great combine. Boing, it's Dallas Turner for the Falcons. And I admit, if I had one guy, Jared Verse, but I'm not sold based on these. It's a silly argument. Some would say it's a ridiculous argument. If you earmark that guy as your guy, you take him. So if you think Leetu Latu is the guy, just draft him at 8. And then he's your guy. You know, if we could go back in the time machine and take, as I said yesterday to you, Micah Parsons over Kyle Pitts, that'd be the galactic no-brainer of all time, right?
It would be.
Or we could go back and draft T.J. Watt instead of Tack McKinley.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes you get caught up in some other influences. That's why if all these general managers knew what they were doing, they would never get fired. Said it earlier today.
Yeah, and Latu is being compared to T.J. Watt, Mike. Now, we forget, T.J. Watt came in the league. He wasn't T.J. Watt when he came in the league. Mm-hmm. It took a second. But now he's one of the premier pass rushers and one of the best defensive players in the league, hands down. It's not even close. But he's being compared to the pass rush stuff that Watt is doing now. And that is why I've said I think he is the best pass rusher. If you're just going for that and you're telling me we need 13 sacks next year, go get him if that's what you want. If you want a guy that you feel like, hey, as Mike said, to be more physical and all the things that you think, then maybe that guy's Jared Verse. But every one of these guys has pros and cons. But if everything that we've talked about, we don't get to the quarterback enough, and there's a guy in this draft that does that, then that's what you do. So they're going to have plenty of choices, plenty of decisions. This hour is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. We're going to hear from Terry Fontenot coming up. He spoke to the media today, the general manager of our Atlanta Falcons, and there was no Raheem Morris. But it was planned that way. So I don't want you to hear this and be like, well, the head coach didn't have anything to say. And Terry addressed it, Mike, by saying, look, he's going to talk and speak after every pick we have. We'll be up here at the podium addressing, the picks that we ultimately pick. But this is just about me kind of laying the groundwork as to what's going on with the franchise. Because everybody kind of knows what's the plan. And he said a lot, but he didn't tell you anything.
Yeah, a lot of folks really hooking up on that old Michael Penix thing. Again, Bo Nix has kind of dropped out, at least out of our collective consciousness, but I'm not sure. Maybe there's a general manager who still thinks Bo Nix is a first-round pick. I don't think so. But Penix is a guy getting traction. So we said this before. We talked about it. You hear a lot of stuff. It is like a giant poker game. That's the analogy. Guys throw stuff out that they have no intention of doing to create some kind of buzz. And sometimes, they feed stuff to their reporters.
Yep.
Guys have guys. There was a leak in the old Falcons organization. I'm not going to name names. Ends in an I. But anyway, that would be the conduit to get information on the street about what the team is intending to do.
Yep.
And guys do that. And that's fine. But if there's just no reason when you've just signed for, I know the contract is mind-boggling, $180. It's not $180 million if you break it down. But you signed a guy for a lot of loot. You're not going to go get a Michael Penix in the first with your first pick. Whatever you do in the first pick, it's not going to be a quarterback. Now, if you want to, here's the thing, Carl. I'm not saying don't draft Penix. Just don't draft him in the first freaking round.
Well, he's gone then.
Well, then, okay. Well, then you can think about, all right, let's look at the other dudes. Then if you like Spencer Rattler in the fourth round, fine. Jordan Travis in the fifth. Who's a kid? Tennessee, Joe Milton, right?
Yeah.
You got other options. But here's the other thing. And one of our listeners, and I appreciate the input.
They're not as good.
No, but you should hold on for? If you want a quarterback, can I give you two names?
Sure.
I'll put them all together. Shedeur Sanders.
Oh!
Okay.
You think
that would put fannies in the seats in the A?
Oh! Now you're talking.
Now, if you want to, see the thing, all you guys, you hate Cousins, you never liked it.
Okay, come on. How can you hate a guy who's never played it down for you?
Yeah, because you're still hung up on the dude that used to be here who ain't the dude no more, and you never liked the other dude who just retired. I don't know why I'm going into full Tropic Thunder right
say,
now.
They are going to do what you think they need to do. Right. They do what they think they need to do.
Damn right they do. Now, here's the deal. I mean, you want to get a quarterback? Move up next year. Go get Shedeur Sanders. But I don't want a guy coming off two knees to replace the guy with the Achilles. To me, that makes no sense.
Stop. The medical's checked out. Come on. Penix is fine. More teams are higher on him than they are on these other guys we're talking about.
But if you're going to take a guy with a medical history, you got to give me some credit here. I'm on your fence. I'm off the fence. I'm with you. I'm done with the whole Dallas Turner thing. I really like Latu. Matter of fact, I don't even want to trade down to get Latu. You've worked me into a lather over Latu. I'm all Latu. Latu, Latu. Every time he says it. Yeah. So now I'm in the, you know, it's you and me in a rowboat. You and I, you pull one oar, I'll pull the other oar. He'll sit there and watch us row the boat. And maybe we'll bring some champagne.
Lay Latu. Latu.
I'm down with Latu, man. I mean, I will take verse, but you can't find us. If you can't find someone to trade back, just take the best freaking edge rusher and let's go get it.
Yeah. By the way, and I was going to get into this a little bit tomorrow, but since you brought him up, you guys do realize Jalen Phillips had the same injury that Latu had. He's been in the NFL. Guess what? He's been productive. There have been no issues. Now, every guy is different, but there is precedent when it comes to this. And for everybody who's saying, oh, well, what about the surgery? Jalen Phillips had the same thing and was drafted, Mike, and is productive in the league. I don't know if that is a plus, but if I'm a team that says, hey, what? Can we look at something that gives us an idea of what this might look like?
I'm no orthopedist, but don't you think there's some cause and effect to the fact that he missed half the season last year with the injury other injury?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is
For those who don't know, Jalen, if you watch in-season Hard Knocks, he's a guy they had high hopes for, and then he got injured late in the year.
But that had nothing to do with the draft and him having this injury. My point is, if you are afraid of that, there is precedent out there for these teams to look at and say, hey, are we willing to take a chance on this talent? There are too many people who have been saying all along, which is what I've been relaying to you, that this is a good talent, too good to pass up if you're simply looking for pass rush. When you tell me he's got better moves right now than some of the guys that are already in the league and getting to the quarterback, I don't know if you pass it up, but I just think that whole injury thing, if teams are okay with it, and Mike, somebody's going to be, I don't know if it's us, somebody's going to be like, we don't care, we're going to take the chance.
Now, if you need a linebacker or an edge rusher who's going to drop back in coverage, and that's something that a lot of folks have fixated on, looking at how the Rams do their thing, then, you know, maybe Dallas Turner is a better fit schematically for that.
Well, Latu can play and out too.
Right. The only guy that really can't, I'm not saying he couldn't, but the guy who simply, I'm going to go rip your freaking head off, is Jared Verse. If you just want the pure edge rusher, hand in the dirt, but it seems like they like a little bit of multiplicity off that position based on what we're reading.
Yeah. Jacob says Latu is another Marcus Davenport. I actually believe that to be Dallas Turner. That's me. And when I say that, you can be in the NFL, you can be a good player, Mike, but where you're taken, that determines whether you're going to be a difference maker. And if a guy's taken in the third or fourth round, Mike, there's no pressure on him to be a difference maker.
Right.
Grady came into this league and people said, well, we hope he makes the team. He's not only made the team, he's turned into a Pro Bowl caliber player. That's a different kind of pressure than when you give up your entire draft, New Orleans, and you think this one guy is going to get you over the top. That's different.
I mean, the only two impact players we had, now Patrick Kearney left Atlanta to go to Seattle for more money, but Patrick Kearney was a guy we drafted late in the first round who really showed out. And, of course, small sample size before he lost to Wantu, was, I have to remind you guys, was Vic Beasley.
Yep.
But the best pass rusher in that draft was Danielle Hunter, and he came in the third round. There are, based on all the things, the one day of the draft that I watched, or the combine I watched, Carl, was edge rush. And there's a bunch of dudes that will be there in the third round for us. Yeah. Or the second if we want them.
Right, if you want to go that route. And that's why I say, let's just hold out on this whole first round thing. Right. Hey, we're going to hear from our general manager coming up, Jonathan Walker, avid listener. He's a good friend of the show. All capital letters. F that! Patience! I've had none since the loss in the Super Bowl. Right. I want it now. They better get it right.
Right.
They better have a plan.
You better draft an impact player. And oh, by the way, you got to find a starting corner somewhere in this draft.
Yeah.
You must.
Okay.
Unless you're going to wait for somebody to get cut. I mean, we're going to do that again. We're going to spackle. Who was that dude we had in there?
Who?
The dude.
Fabian Moreau.
Yeah, the island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, jeez.
What is law? To be burned for six.
This just in, by the way, this just dropped.
Yeah.
The Rush with Max podcast with Max Crosby, they had on, Carl. Latu. This is what he said.
Huh.
Whoever drafts me is going to get someone that's obsessed with the game, especially someone that got it taken away from them. I want to be the best at my position for real.
So it's Latu Latu, right?
Yes.
That's his full name. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's his full name.
Damn. And by the way, guys, we are not getting docked for whatever Cousins did or didn't do speaking to someone before he should or shouldn't have. Careless Latu right here for you.
Yeah.
On the quiet storm. We'll get whatever the penalty is going to be for tampering for us and apparently for the Eagles with Saquon Barkley will come next year.
Yeah. Remember I told you guys I'll take effort guy over athletic dude all day long? There it is. That what you just said on the Max Crosby podcast, that's what he's talking about. All right, we're coming back. What did our general manager say? about the potential of drafting any of the guys that Mike and I have been talking about. You're going to hear it coming up next.
It's my prom song, Latu. Let's dance.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
All right, what is our general manager thinking? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are trying to figure out what his mindset is heading into this draft on Thursday and then obviously into the weekend.
Now, is this soundbite meant for us?
The quarterback?
Is it meant for the audience? The Falcon? Is it meant for the NFL?
I think,
other general managers.
I think when Terry talked about the value of drafting a quarterback and stashing him, okay, and what he says is, this is the quote, you have to think like that. That is the quote that makes me kind of go, because there are other teams that have done this, and, you know, you go, wait a minute, how long is Cousins going to be around?
How long is Cousins going to be around?
I don't know. How long?
At least 3.
You think?
I mean, minimum 2.
Okay.
And if you go get a quarterback, that quarterback's watching him for 3. And if he's a first rounder, you're spending big money on that guy to sit.
Yeah, no doubt. We've seen it. It happened. The example, right, is
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love with the Packers. All right. We'll get to that soundbite. Let's hear about the draft process and how it's changed over the last few years while the Falcons have the 8th overall pick. When we talk about changing, we're talking about what they're doing in the building. Listen to Terry Fontenot.
It has tweaked. It really, you know, we look at it every year. In regards to the process and how we're going to operate. And regardless of the results, we're always looking at the process and how we can improve it, right? We take everything with a humble approach and look at how we can improve as we step away from things. And with this, the cool thing this year is we got a lot of new coaches that have done things some different ways, particularly with Raheem and Jimmy and Zach being in L.A., a lot of respect for Les and Sean and that group and how they operate up there. And so there were some unique things that they liked in the process that we've said, okay, well, this makes sense, because what we're always trying to do is be as efficient as possible, right? We're going to have alignment, and we're going to be together as we move forward, but we want to be efficient with everyone and make sure we're doing the right things moving forward. So there are some things that we adapted in terms of the way we meet, the way we grade, just some small tweaks to improve in some areas. And yeah, you continue to learn and adapt as you move forward. But I would say this year there were some changes, particularly having coaches come from some other places.
Good, bad, does it matter? Maybe. Mike, I also think when he talks about, you know, some of the small changes, that's growth in Terry Fontenot, because you cannot come in and be like Belichick, Mike, and my way or the highway. Right. Guys, that part of it is collaborative. But to come in and say, hey, we won a Super Bowl over here. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how we did things, and maybe we can adjust the process.
And I like that. You know, again, I would like to find out whose idea at the end of the day. You know, we all hear about the collaborative effort. And back in the old days, I mean, like up until last year, Rich McKay would have been the tiebreaker. you know, when it comes down to Kyle Pitts or, you know, resetting the tackle position with the Penei Sewell. You know, and those are probably the two best options. I know we talked at the time about Justin Fields, and obviously they didn't feel confident in that, and they didn't feel confident when he was available via a trade. So it was Pitts. So, and then later it was Drake London, and then Bijan, because Bijan, they think, is going to be reset the value of the running back position, and the Lions weren't too far behind, as you mentioned earlier, with Jahmyr Gibbs. But so does that mean he's getting away from the best athlete available? I guess, and that's a long way to answer you that question, but is that what he's getting away from? Does that mean we shouldn't anticipate a Roma Dunze? Mm. Or as other people have told us, if Roma Dunze is there, regardless of whatever, you know, Darnell Mooney is.
Hi, Darnell.
Are we going to get that wide receiver? Then you really do have an amazing wide receiver group. So especially when you throw Pitts in, who doesn't really qualify as a tight end or a wide receiver.
Yeah, I would. I don't know, Mike, if it necessarily means that they're changing their whole philosophy. I just think they may change how they grade these players, and you're giving, you know, the coaching staff maybe a little bit more input than what they've had. I still believe, this is just me, Arthur Smith was selecting a lot of these guys because of the way the team was made up.
And that's why I agree with you. That's why when we had the press conference, we were out there in February, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, because I do believe that, especially if Raheem was involved in some of the personnel, the evolution of the way they did personnel with the Rams, and Raheem had his stamp on that.
Yeah, we need some of that.
Well, that bodes freaking well for what we may do in the middle rounds, to your point, where you go get some of those worker bees who wind up being stars on your team.
Why was Raheem not there today in speaking to the media? Terry Fontenot said, relax, we're going to address the media together, but he was not here today because...
No, not at all. And we talked about it. And with this particular press conference, Raheem will be after each pick, he'll be in. We'll be sitting next to each other, maybe with waters, just in case we start. If Raheem would have been here, he would have had a water. But no, it's just the GM, so he's not worried about me. But to answer you, you're right. But to answer your question, no, we just talked about this one and thought it made more sense just for me to be here. But after the draft, it'll be both of us. And the process hasn't changed. It's
Okay. Process hasn't changed, but he wasn't there today. He will be there, and they will speak after the draft picks are selected, which has kind of been the norm. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get to our last call coming up here in just a few minutes. Terry Fontenot, this is the cut Mike was talking about. This is what we've been talking about today. Because I said the curveball is if they draft a quarterback, specifically Michael Penix. A lot of teams like him. He's higher on a lot of teams' boards than what people suspect. And so Terry Fontenot was asked today about drafting a quarterback and the developmental thing, right? Having a successor. Mike, this doesn't sound like he's saying this is out of the question. Listen to what he said.
To the question earlier about how Green Bay has operated and how some other teams have operated, I think you have to think like that, because it is you're going to weigh it, right? Because, again, it's our board. It's how we see the players. But if we see a player that we believe can be a franchise quarterback at any point, whether it's this draft, next draft, whether it's a player we can trade for, whatever it is, then you have to bring that player in because, again, we're talking about the next 4 to 5 years plus when we're talking about guys that we're drafting. And so no different than when we talk about any other position. Like you said, if you can say it's surplus now, but it can be a major need down the road. So I think because of that and because of the magnitude of the effects and the impact of that position, then you always have to be willing to bring players in.
Okay. Now, we debated this long and hard.
Long and hard.
Earlier in the show.
Long and
about,
hard.
About how much of this is just meant for other GMs' consumption. You know, hey, man, we and I joked around with Carl. I mean, somebody. So who? The Raiders, the Vikings, the Seattle Seahawks maybe because they're running to the end with Geno. And they're saying, like, you know, I'll use Jerry Jones's kid because it's so easy, Carl.
Okay.
Hey, Pappy, sure sounds like the Falcons want that Michael Penix. We better give them everything they're asking for.
Okay, Junior, sounds like a deal. That's the kind of sound decision making we've done the last 30 years.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, somebody buys that. But can you really look at a general manager around the league and say he would buy that? I mean, you'd really have to be a doofus.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we know what we need on this team. Unless, Carl, to your point, they've got a different attitude about this. They are looking at – it's just hard to think big picture when you feel you got Kirk Cousins for 3 years.
No, I get it. But – and it's not taking a quarterback. To Mike's point, it's where. Right. But if
if Penix is here in the second round, Joe, go for it. Knock it out.
Yeah, but I
still think it's dumb, but I can wrap my head around it better.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, where they take a guy matters. And we've been saying this all along. So that is how he answered the quarterback question. Doesn't sound like that's out of the realm.
Would you take Ladd McConkey or Michael Penix in the second round?
I'd take Ladd McConkey if I'd gone corner or edge rush in the first. But again, guys, where are we? Who is starting opposite A.J. Terrell? Is it going to be Clark Phillips?
Well,
is he going to evolve the way
I
got to
see the rest of the draft? I mean, we could take a corner in the third or the fourth round.
But guess what? You're the best personnel evaluating team. If you can find a starting corner in this league who's going to pop and be competitive and take pressure off AJ Terrell in the middle rounds, and you guys are really good at it. And we haven't been really good at that necessarily over the years.
Hey, let's hear Terry Fontenot talking about Calais Campbell. Mike's been bringing this up. Do you bring him back? What do you do with Calais Campbell? Terry Fontenot, the general manager of the Falcons, said that is not resolved yet.
Yeah, again, no update at this point, but we'll never close any doors. You know, we'll get through the draft, and then once we get through the draft, we always go through the players that are available and what we can do. It's a 24/7, 365 process, the roster building. We're never stopping. The roster is never set, so we won't close any doors.
Okay. One last thing. Mike, the edge. We've been talking a lot about it. What does our general manager think about the pass rushers in this draft? Listen to what he says about the defensive tackles, because, again, we mentioned Byron Murphy, okay? He is not a guy that a lot of people are talking about. But if you feel like he's a difference maker up front, that may be another direction they go. Here's Terry Fontenot on the edge rushers.
Yeah, some good pass rushers, not just at outside linebacker. There's defensive ends. There's defensive tackles. There's some good pass rushers in this draft. There's different types. You got the guys that win with power, the guys that win more with speed. You got the well-rounded players, the versatile players that you can move around. It's a premier position. Not just saying the outside linebacker is a premier position, the defensive. If you have a pressure player, it is. It's premier, no different than a corner, right? Those are premier positions. And so at any point, if you can get them, it doesn't matter what you have in your building. If you can get them, you definitely want to get them. And there's some good ones in this draft, I would say, at both positions.
But this goes back to the old chicken and the egg you and I have been going round and round on. Do you feel that they're just not worth taking at? Is there a guy, if Latu Latu is that guy, then you just take him at 8. That's it.
That's it.
But if you feel that Turner fits more schematically, but yet he's not the overall talent. The other thing is, you know, I wish Chuck Smith, we can't talk to him because he can't talk about other players because he's coaching for the Ravens.
Yeah.
But does Chuck Smith look at a guy like Jared Verse and say he's a one-trick pony? He just uses violence, but I can coach him up because of his raw talent. You watch the tape on him. He's chopping guys. You see tackles go, ow! He's going around him, and he shoves guys. He can do it both.
He's getting their hands off of him. Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's important, man. I wish, Mike, that we had that answer. That's the part that only I think we're going to find out afterwards. Because once they get drafted, right, then the team says, here's why we drafted him. Because, Mike, then you have to justify why you drafted him.
Right.
And people are going to be asking those questions.
The guy I want in the middle rounds, last time I'll use his name. No, that's a lie. I'll say it on Thursday. Marshawn Nealon, 6'3", 275. And this guy, they say he looks like a car crash on tape. Because he's just literally coming in. If you saw him at the Combine, he was a rock star. That's the dude I'd like. If you're gonna wait till middle rounds to do it.
All right. Tonight's last call. We've been debating about this quarterback thing. And, Mike, I was thinking about saying, are you okay with the Falcons taking a quarterback? But I know the answer. Most people's answer is no.
Right.
But we had some officiating gaffes.
Oh.
Okay? We had Aaron Boone thrown out of a game where he didn't even say anything
for
yesterday.
A crime he didn't commit.
We had LeBron talking about the officials last night.
Michael never would have cried like that.
Right? And then we also had, in the other game, an egregious no-call with the Knicks.
Yeah, man. Nick Nurse wanted a timeout so bad. Well, his guy's literally getting kicked and mugged. They're beating him up like Joe Pesci beating up Billy Bats in Goodfellas.
All right. Worst officiating. What league? Worst officiating.
Okay? Oh, that's easy. I can tell you right
now. Whether you've seen it. I want to hear a story, whether you've been a part of it, whether you're at a game, the worst officiating that you have ever seen.
I'll just get it right now. Don Denkinger, save you guys the trouble because there's other ones out there. Whitey Herzog just passed away.
He did.
He would have had another World Series. And, look, that was Dick Houser. Everyone loved him. But the Royals, they get that call. It's not even close to being a bang-bang play, a blown play at first. It helps the Royals win that World Series.
404-726-0929. That's tonight's last call. With all this officiating conversation going on, what is the worst officiating you've ever seen or been a part of? It's Dukes and Bell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
One last call for alcohol.
Your chance to chime in the biggest stories of the day.
404-726-0929. Worst officiating you've ever seen or been a part of. We've seen some bad officiating already in these NBA playoffs. LeBron walked away from the podium, as did AD when asked about what happened on that shot. There was no foul on the last shot that Murray hit last night, but there was a blatant foul on D'Angelo Russell. And the Knicks, Mike, how do you not get the timeout you're Philly?
I mean, the ref is coming down the sideline, and Nick Nurse is looking right at him. I mean, the video is so funny because the ref runs right by Nick Nurse as he's going, timeout, before his guy is literally getting mugged by three dudes. Look. No, we're never going to pull for Philadelphia, but yeah, they did get jobbed in that one.
All right. We got to mention, and it may have been the worst officiating job in the history of officiating, but I was so damn happy because it meant they weren't coming to Atlanta to play in the Super Bowl.
Right.
The Rams, Saints, missed call, no call, whatever right. It was. And I'm sitting there watching that and was so nervous that because it was the worst nightmare. To have Saint fans come to the city and right. Be celebrating going to the Super Bowl. We know the Rams came, guys. They got beat by the Patriots. It was Brady who won the Super Bowl. But, Mike, that no call, egregious.
And you know what that is, guys? Ultimately, for Saints fans, it's the example of why you don't throw referee crews together as all-star teams in the playoffs.
You're right.
These guys don't work with each other. If that's a regular crew, somebody comes over and goes, no, throw the flag. You're not going to, I don't want to disrespect Bob. I don't work with Bob. Throw the freaking flag.
You're
somebody
right.
In that crew would come over and overrule them.
Patrick, what's the most incredible, egregious refereeing mistake you've ever seen or been a part of? Hey, man.
I remember the one time that Atlanta fans acted like Philadelphia fans. The 2012 playoffs with the infield fly rule. Yeah. Bunch of jerks.
Yeah, man, the ups just absolutely hosed us on that one. And I look, at the time,
I thought it was a bad call.
I never want to see somebody get hit with something. But, I mean, I don't believe anyone got hurt. I mean, you don't want to see kids see stuff flying out. But it was kind of for one moment to see Atlanta finally just snap after all those years of blowing it in the playoffs. That's what all that energy was. We just got hosed.
We did get hosed. Ken, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Carl, you took mine. Hey, man, you guys are so great. You took my favorite one, which was the Saints and the Rams. I appreciate you, but I will say this. The NFL, I feel like all time, has had the worst refereeing from the replacement refs to just every year to last year with the Detroit Lions. They suck! I appreciate you guys.
Man, thank you, Ken.
But no, I just think if you got a good crew, take the crew that average. You know, if you feel me on that referee thing? Just like with baseball, just why are you throwing an all-star crew? Just take the best crew that grades out as a whole. They got synergy. They work together. And that's what you've seen teams and refs. The Dez Bryant catch,
correct.
Same thing. That was the same scenario.
Yeah, Ken, he talks about the NFL officiating. Just as a sport, Is the NFL the worst? Is it worse than the NBA or Major League Baseball?
Major League Baseball umps right now. We're at the low point with this. And you're seeing it. Just what happened to Brett Boone. Again, Hunter Wendelstadt. Daddy was an umpire. I'm an umpire. You know, there you go.
Brett is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's your story, man? Hey, man.
Hey, man. How are y'all?
Mm. Doing well. What's going on?
Good.
Good, good. Just played the best back nine of golf I've played in a while. So
good
just had to get on here and talk about it.
Wait. Where at?
Marietta City Club.
Oh, good spot.
You play sober?
halfway through it. Best back nine. You know.
It helps.
But for me, for the New Orleans Rams game, I didn't see a call there. It looked clean to me. But from when I was a kid, but I got to go with Armando Scalarraga, Jim Joyce.
Ooh.
The perfect game.
Yes.
I remember being a kid. I don't know how old I was, but, man, that was all-time bad call. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man.
Austin Shelton, literally one of our listeners, just texted the Galarraga perfect game.
That's a good take right there. Yeah, because most people forget about that one.
Hey, I got one for the Braves. I was actually at this game. Don't laugh. Don't kill me. I actually had Marlins tickets back then. The Levon Hernandez strike zone with Eric Gregg.
Oh, he was awful.
Where the Braves and baseball fans around the league would say, well, yeah, Maddox and Glavine get those calls.
No.
Not
no,
like
no.
that, they don't.
No, no.
That was the craziest damn thing you've ever seen. 6 inches off the dish. That guy was a chump. Eric Gregg hosing the Braves back in 1997.
Well, he's a big guy, too, if I remember correctly.
He was.
Eric Gregg. Tinker, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What is the most egregious officiating you've ever seen? Who's got the worst refs?
Hey, man. First off, Thursday, 8th pick, let's shock the world, go punter.
Game 6. I missed that. Game 6 win?
No. I said on Thursday night, we need to shock the world.
And draft a punter?
Oh, shock the world. Gotcha.
Yeah, take a punter.
Yeah, no, well, please. Listen. They may shock the world. I don't know what they're going to do. They may shock the world.
Shock the world on Saturday. You shock the world on Thursday.
But mine was that Green Bay game when they at the end of the game in the end zone, you had one dude saying it was a touchdown. The other one saying it was incomplete. But we had the replacement. I laughed for days after that.
Right, on the Hail Mary. Right. Aaron Rodgers threw about 60 yards in the air.
That's crazy, isn't it? That's crazy. I forgot about that one, too. Tinker, good stuff, man. All right, Swede, you wrap things up. Officiating. Let's talk about officiating, Swede. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Three quickies. Bell, you stole my story. Denkinger, that was the worst of all, that business against the Royals.
Right.
The other thing is I didn't like the call with the pine tar with
Brett, Billy Martin and George Brett.
George Brett, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because the guy that was pitching to Brett the whole time was throwing spitters, and they never called him on that. But anyway, and the other thing is that ball in the World Series or the playoffs with the Cubs, that Billy Bartman kid grabbed the ball in the outfield, and that was never called.
Was it
and
Steve
that was
Bartman?
Anyway, Steve Bartman.
Yeah, Steve Bartman.
Steve Bartman, right. Yeah.
Steve Bartman, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
people dressed up as him for Halloween for years in Chicago.
He had the Walkman on.
Bartman, yeah, that's right.
Nerd!
Bartman, big
shot. That documentary on the 30 for 30 was great on that.
Two real quick, by the way. Hand of God, Diego Maradona.
Yep.
Good call.
And then, Carl, you're not going to like this. Jordan pushed off against Utah.
Oh, man.
Oh, you stop it. Man, he was on one leg.
I mean, they were fouling him. They were pushing him and doing all these things. I can't believe you
said
that.
They gave him food poisoning in Utah. They're bad people out there.
Hey, what do you got coming up tonight, man?
This is my last show before the NFL draft happens. So I've got all of my Falcons draft topics saved up. I gotta use them. And so we're going to go through it. What's the one scenario the Falcons might not have considered at 8? We'll go through that. What's the bottom line on this draft? What do we actually have to get out of this
thing? I need three starters, you nitwits.
Well, that's probably the most popular answer, but I may go a different way. And then we're going to bounce around the NFC South. We're going to hit up Carolina, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, see what they're doing in this draft as well.
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of that tomorrow. Greg Allman's going to join us, Fox NFC South reporter at 5. Our buddy James Palmer is going to join us, NFL insider. Brandon Gauden. We love Brandon.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll talk some Braves with him. Brett Boone, Mike, will join us.
Right on.
And our buddy Grant McCauley. We got a busy show but the day before we get to the draft. Stay right here. Abe's got you covered. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, thanks to Frank Schwab for stopping by. Tory McElhaney, Anaya Smith, all those interviews online at Odyssey.com. Big O, great job behind the glass as always. Executive producer is Turtle. Mike Bell, we got to get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, we all agree the refs have been not great in the NBA this year, especially not last night. But I will say this, said to Carl, I mean, how would the Mamba mentality have affected that post game? I don't think Kobe blows a 20-point lead and then sits there and then goes, ah, refs! And Anthony Davis drops the mic. Come on, you got to win with class and lose with class, Lakers, and pretty much you'll be out anyway, so don't sweat it.
Hey, Anaya Smith, wide receiver for Texas A&M, came on today. The most interesting thing he said outside he wants to work hard and be in the NFL was there was no discipline at Texas A&M.
Oh.
You're paying Jimbo Fisher $100 million, whatever it was. And all of a sudden, you've got a former player saying, look, guys weren't locked in. There were selfishness. Guys wanted NIL. Jimbo couldn't handle it. And therefore, we didn't get the results. Mike, they had the number one recruiting class in the country and saw nothing from it.
Oh, man. And then some trainer was stooping his wife. Oh, that was FSU.
Come on, man. That's not right.
What?
Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
You don't draft for need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.